Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. In London Life today, we sit down to a traditional British breakfast in a smart London restaurant and a greasy spoon cafe. A greasy spoon cafe, or caff, is the opposite of a smart restaurant. We find out what the traditional British breakfast is made of, and why it is becoming more and more popular, especially in London, to eat breakfast in a cafe before arriving at the office for a hard day's work. Our first guest is an American anthropologist. An anthropologist studies all aspects of human culture and development. Carrie O'Connor says that strangers to England have a vague vision, an unclear picture in their minds, of what the traditional British breakfast is. Perhaps it's served from silver dishes on a grand sideboard. As you listen, try to catch what Carrie lists as the three main ingredients of the great British breakfast.
It's a meal that everyone outside of England has heard of and dreams about, and we don't know what it is, but when we come here, we want to eat it, and we have some vague vision of, you know, a sideboard with silver dishes, and it's just going to be the most wonderful thing on earth. And I got here, and I went to a cafe, and there was the bacon, eggs, and chips, and I thought, gosh, is this all there is?
Did you catch it? Carrie says she went into a London cafe for breakfast, and there it was. Bacon, eggs, and chips. Bacon is meat from a pig that has been salted and dried, and it is fried for a traditional English breakfast. The eggs are usually fried too, and there is also usually some kind of bread, perhaps fried bread, or even, as Carrie saw, chips, fried potatoes. So now let's go to a smart London restaurant where Chef Lawrence Keogh is frying a traditional breakfast. You can hear the sizzling in the background. He explains why he eats breakfast. The egg and bacon are protein, for example. Protein is healthy. He says it keeps you going all day. It's sustenance, nourishment, healthy food. As you listen, try to catch what he says is a new trend or fashion in London's top restaurants.
I think it's fundamental to the start of the day. If I've got a long day at work, I try and eat egg and bacon in the morning because it's protein. It keeps you going all day. But it's substance, isn't it, you know, really. We do a lot of business meetings as well now at Roast in the Morning. The place is very busy. And I think it's you'll see it across London now. There's lots of more people having business meetings in top restaurants. And it's getting very fashionable to have breakfast.
Did you catch it? Lawrence says that more and more people are having business meetings in top restaurants, and it's getting very fashionable to have breakfast. Well, our last stop today is a greasy spoon cafe. Russell Davies is an expert on these. He's written a book called Egg, Bacon, Chips and Beans, 50 Great Cafes, and the Stuff That Makes Them Great. He explains what makes a great breakfast in a down-market London cafe, or caff. Try to catch two or three of the things he talks about.
I would say in the cafe experience, it's, you know, it's less than 50% the food, as it were. There's also the atmosphere. There's a fact, in a decent caff, they're not going to hurry you out. There's the smells, there's the sound, you know, the badly tuned radio, the eccentric art on the wall, the kind of odd condiment choice. So it's kind of, and you can, most cafes are so small, it's the best place in the world for eavesdropping and just kind of listening to the world go by.
So, Russell Davies says the key ingredients of a great breakfast in a down-market London cafe, a greasy spoon cafe, are the atmosphere, they won't hurry you out, the smells, the sounds, for example, the badly tuned radio, the unusual or eccentric art on the wall, the odd condiments, for example, tomato sauce, and the fact that you can listen to other people's conversations. Now here again is some of the language from today's programme. A greasy spoon cafe. A vague vision. bacon, eggs, and chips. Protein. Sustenance. The badly tuned radio. The eccentric art. The odd condiments. More news stories and language explanations next time at bbclearningenglish.com.